Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show on this June the 6th at 1 p.m. We are so glad and welcome each and every one of you that has the opportunity to listen to this show. Hope you have your utensils available to write down and information we're going to share with you on today. We're going to try more than one to give you the different avenues how to reach the National Domestic Violence Hotline. Also, I do not want to forget, please click the follow button that you may be notified of any and all upcoming shows. Today, we're going to present a series that may take a couple of days, but we also want you to know at any time I am able to stop this broadcast, talking, and take your calls. You may call in live to 563-999-3694. That's 563-999-3694. You may call and air any concerns that you may have, talk about anything that's on your mind, share, only talk. We don't need no personal information. Do not need your name, phone number. Do not need your address, where you live, or anything like that. We want to give you the opportunity to exhale. Get rid of those thoughts that you're having that's bothering you on today. Time to express your concerns. Your concerns about your abusive relationship or your other concerns you may have. And it's time to clear your mind. Clear your mind of thoughts that's been haunting you, thoughts that's been bothering you. And hopefully we're going to squeeze in the effects of abuse-related trauma. The effects of abuse-related trauma. And I would like to say that is what we're going to be talking about for the next couple of shows while there is no one calling in. So you may call in to 563-999-3694. The number is 563-999-3694. There is no need to be ashamed to call in. Just call in and express yourself. Now, we started off probably in January of this year talking about self-concept. And the reason why I continue to mention self-concept, because self-concept is very important as up to how an individual feels about oneself. Your self-concept is determined by family influences, the social environment, and your personal experience. All of this compiles your self-concept. And not that I want to be redundant, but self-concept has three stages: self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal self. And what we have been drilling close to home is self-esteem of those three components of self-concept. That's confidence in one's own worth. Before I go on, the number for the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may also text 88788 with the word START. 88788 with the word START. You may also chat live at thehotline.org, thehotline.org. These channels are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is no one there to judge you. And anyway, they are just to listen to what you have to say. And let me see if I brought it with me. I'll probably give it out on next week. I was listening to some information on TV, and the Church of God in Christ, a national 800 number, no condemnation, only there to listen and to more than likely offer prayer, asking you no personal questions or anything. It's for people that are depressed, people that are struggling from anxiety, people that feel like hurting themselves. They are there just to listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that will be launched on June the 20th. The Lord's will, on next week, I will give you that number. You're also welcome to call in on this show at any time on Tuesdays from 1 p.m. until probably 1:14 p.m. at 563-999-3694. We're also going to be launching very soon a channel on YouTube and Facebook and also a podcast. We'll keep you much available to that. Blog Talk Radio has not gotten back to me with the fact that I want to block 1 o'clock every Tuesday. They haven't gotten back to me, so I think they only offer prime time guaranteed shows, and I really was only coming on 7 o'clock at night. I started my radio broadcast in 1982, 11:30 at night. So I really want to reach the audience that's available 1 p.m., and people can always go back and to this site and listen to all the broadcasts. That's why I asked you to go ahead and click the follow link. That way you'll have access to all the information. So anyway, so family influences your self-concept, the social environment, and personal experience. All of this is important because this is what helps to shape and comprise or compose you, the person that you are. So trauma can affect a woman and make her feel out of control. I am going to say that trauma is able to affect anyone and make anyone feel out of control. You may think that you are going crazy, but it is important to recognize abuse-related trauma. Abuse-related trauma. It can cause trouble sleeping. A person may have panic attacks and anxiety, go to drinking or taking other drugs, binge eating, purging, that is throwing up food or starving oneself, feeling like you don't want to live or you can't go on with your life. The effects of trauma include repeated experience of sexual or physical abuse, feelings of self-hate and low self-esteem, fearing people and relationships. Sometimes when a woman seeks help, the care provider may not link her reactions with abuse-related trauma. And I'm going to say that to anyone. If anyone is experiencing trauma, sometimes the care provider cannot link your symptoms to something else that is happening. That's why now, I think it's all over the United States, when you go in for care to see your provider, they ask you, are you safe at home? They ask you that in the emergency room. Do you feel safe at home? And this is very important. And I guess maybe if the person is sitting there with you, you're not going to answer truthfully. So now I think they save that question and they ask that question behind closed doors or behind the question. So because many people or providers cannot link some reactions with abuse-related trauma, a woman can be wrongly diagnosed and given unhelpful treatment, including some types of medicine. Often, the care provider sees the trauma effects of substance abuse and depression, which is true, as the problem rather than as a result of trauma. That's why it is so important to find someone that you can confide in and talk to about what you're feeling, about what you're thinking. This is a safe place for you to vent, 563-999-3694, a very safe place for you to vent. And beginning on the 20th, I will give you that 24/7 number with the Church of God in Christ, where they will have counselors standing by to just listen to what you have to say. Now, sometimes when a person has been abused, they will try to talk to friends or family members about the abuse. someone just to forget it or get on with your life can make a person feel silenced and isolated. I remember hearing someone say last year, get over it. But I said to myself, you just can't get over it. There's a process you have to go through to get over being in an abusive relationship. So what is abuse-related trauma? What is abuse-related trauma? It's trauma that can develop after a person has been hurt and or neglected, usually in childhood. The person could have been sexually or physically abused, emotionally abused, or neglected. As a result, the person is left with overwhelming feelings of distress, fear, and helplessness. Traumatic childhood events can change the way a person's brain works. Let me repeat that. I think I missed a word. Trauma or traumatic childhood events can change the way a person's brain and body work. Trauma can affect a person's emotions, memory, thinking, and here is that word, and sense of self. Trauma can also affect relationships. You may call in at 563-999-3694. I am not here to judge you. This is an opportunity for you to air out and to vent. Opportunity for you to get an opportunity and a chance to exhale. Get rid of some of that stuff that's on your mind that's bothering you. This is a way to express yourself, your concerns, and a way to clear your mind. Women most often develop the effects of trauma if, as children, they felt helpless and trapped by abuse. Often the abuser was a family member or a family friend. One of five women have been sexually abused in childhood. I fall into that category. One in two has been sexually assaulted or has experienced attempted sexual assault as an adult. I fit also in that category. Sexual abuse affects women from all backgrounds. There is no discrimination on anyone or for anyone that can be sexually abused. We have just over, we just have 90 seconds left. That number, once again, for National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. You may text the word START to 88788. That number, again, is 88. You may also chat live at thehotline.org, thehotline.org. I will say, as I sat down this morning and started looking over my paperwork, been married 35 years on Monday, 35 years. And since I have started this broadcast, although I started it the first time in 2011 or 12, since I restarted it, I feel so much better because I am learning. I am expressing, and I am coming out of not having a good self-concept about myself, a good self-esteem. That is leaving me all because of listening to this show, as I have to go over it before I give it. Not only that, while I'm talking, it becomes disparate. 10 seconds left. I thank you very much for listening. Please click the follow tab up top that you can be notified of the next show. And may the Lord bless you with a good day. Thank you very much for listening. Good day.